Stephens Goodpick. I am Rich McFadden with a froggy voice.
It's getting really nice, though, Rich. It's really coming along.
It's getting much better. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
So hopefully this week I'll be back to normal. And over there, she's sounding quite normal. Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler.
Normal-ish.
I know. And you will notice one voice is missing this morning, and that's our fearless leader, Doug Steffen, who is trapped in the telephone lines of Florida. South Florida. Traveling through there, tried to get a connection back to the studio last night.
Allegedly.
Well, he called me. He did make the effort. I will give him that. But he could not get a good connection, so it's just us here with you this morning. And there are a couple of big stories to start out with. And obviously, first and foremost, is this missing airplane over Malaysia.
Is this crazy? I mean, if you didn't hear this plane, and you'd probably have to be under a rock, because everybody is talking about this.
Yes, it's Friday night.
Yeah, all weekend. But Friday night in Vietnam, just out of Vietnam airspace, this Malaysian airliner just disappeared into thin air. There was no sign of trouble. They were at the safest part of travel during the flight. But no one seems to know what happened to it, and no one can find the remains of the plane other than some oil slicks.
Right.
And then late last night, it was reported that there was possibly a sighting of like an airplane door. But they still have to look into that to see if that's actually it. So what do you think happened to this plane? I mean, some people suspect...
They're going to need a submarine, unfortunately, to get this thing back. The U.S. Navy has deployed a couple of ships, and China has deployed some ships, and that's where it's at. I mean,
it's six planes and seven ships from Vietnam alone so far have not been able to find and investigate and find what the where this thing is. I think you're right. You're going to probably have to get a submarine in there, because the amount of oil that's in the ocean, it was like one slick was 6 miles long and one was 9 miles long.
And here's the thing, this thing had to be catastrophic. There was never even a Mayday call. It just fell off of the map. And when something like that happens, that means the plane split in half. And it was just done. The whole event was over with. When you don't have time even to call in a Mayday, that doesn't mean you were going down. That means you just... something happened midair.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know,
and people
it's horrible.
Are speculating that this could be terrorism, because when going over the manifest of the 227 passengers, there were two people that were traveling with what looks like they were stolen passports.
Right.
That seems a little peculiar. So perhaps they blew the plane up. Maybe. I mean, what else could have happened to it?
That would certainly qualify as catastrophic.
That would. I mean, Ken and I were speculating that maybe they went through like a wormhole into an alternate universe. Maybe it was aliens. I mean, what else? A plane doesn't just disappear like that.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. I mean, I can't remember when the last... there have been a few, but when the last one was where a plane just disappeared.
There was one a couple years ago. Wasn't it in South America somewhere?
Yes.
Where I think it was Air France.
2009. Right.
That disappeared. But they were able to find that within a matter of hours, I think.
Yeah,
it was a matter of years. It took 2 years to find it.
Well, I mean, the wreckage, yes, but they were able to figure out what happened after a few hours, weren't they?
I think it took longer. I think it was, but I think the situation was different, because it seems to me, I remember that there was some big storm that was involved
with that
plane. And this one from over the weekend, the weather was near perfect.
Yeah. So it's either some kind of malfunction, or I don't even want to go there yet. But, you know, people obviously go there. First thing they do is think about some kind of terrorist activity. And hopefully it won't be. Hopefully these people are resting in peace somewhere and not floating around. But anyway, Jennifer, did you feel any rumblings in California?
No.
Slept last night while you were sleeping?
No, not that I know of. I slept all the way through the night. These are the best kind of earthquakes. As someone who's lived in California her whole life, you want to have these gigantic earthquakes like somewhere where you can't feel it, as long as there's not a tsunami. So the story is, overnight, the 6.9, that's a big big earthquake, 6.9 yeah. earthquake, struck in the Pacific Ocean off the California coast early this morning. It hit about 50 miles west of Eureka, and it occurred about 10:18 Pacific Daylight Time, 4.3 miles beneath the seabed. That was all according to the USGS. And then it was followed by about a half a dozen aftershocks, which is typical. That happens always after you get a big earthquake. But one of the aftershocks was 4.6, which is actually a big quake all on its own. No threat of tsunami, which is good, and apparently not a lot of damage. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Department oversaw all the calls, and they said that there were no damage or injury. So, the good news here, you get that earthquake out in the middle of the ocean, there's no tsunami, and you're relieving some pressure off the plate of the earth, and whew.
I heard somebody who went through it, and they said it was a roller rather than a shaker. And, you know, being here in Washington, D.C., I've only had one earthquake experience in my life, and that was definitely a roller. Have you noticed, or either of you being in California, Jennifer, there all your life, have you had both kinds, and what is the difference?
Some of them, well, it's interesting. Some of them feel more jolty than rolling. It doesn't necessarily really matter. I mean, obviously, rolling doesn't do as much sharp damage, but when I was in college, I had the opportunity to take, you know how you have to take like an earth science as a general ed requirement?
Sure. Yeah.
I actually had the opportunity to take earthquakes with Kate Hutton. She is the woman that you always see on TV from Caltech. After the earthquake. So she actually taught an earthquake class. We got to do a field trip at Caltech. It was really cool. But what's probably the best thing that she did in that class is she really dissected the parts of the earthquake. So now you kind of wait to feel them when you have them. So you don't get as scared, I guess.
Right.
But that first original jolt, that's the P wave. That's the primary wave. And so really each earthquake is comprised of a jolt and a roll. The P wave is that sharp jolt. And then the secondary wave is the roll. So there's two parts of every earthquake. You have to wait for both of them to be over. So first it's that sharp P wave, and then the rolling S.
So when somebody describes it as a shaky one, that means they were right over the
jolt. Exactly.
Yep. Okay. Well, very informative. Thank you.
Anytime, sir.
The P wave.
Nice.
Coming up, we're going to tell you about a father who says he wished his son had never been born. It's 14 past the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office, from latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Text CLEAN to 555-444 and get 15% off your cleaning supply purchase. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer valid in store and at staples.com through 3/14/14. Exclusions may apply. You'll receive one message per text. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase necessary. See staples.com/SMS for Staples mobile terms and conditions.
This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night three or four times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9, 800-811-3790, PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids.
We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
I sleep in your bed.
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man... But now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
She's the queen of cheap. The diva of dumpster type. It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Brought to you by Kohl's. Proud to recognize young volunteers for their commitment to service. If you know a young volunteer from 6 to 18 years of age making a difference in your community, nominate him or her for Kohl's Care Scholarship Programs. Top winners are going to get 10 grand in scholarships. Nominations open through the 14th of March. Don't wait. Go to kohlskids.com. Hi, Roberta. Let's have at it.
Oreo cookies. You love Oreo cookies? We have two. Count them. Two ways for you to get free Oreo cookies in the next couple of days. Sunoco A Plus customers can get a single serve Oreo cookies. We have a coupon for you. Good through today only. Go to DougStefan.com.
One cookie?
Well, it's like a 2 ounce. I think it's two cookies. It's a package.
It's a sample.
It's a sample. Yeah. A sample of Oreos.
What a big box.
Look, and hey, if you have a whole bag, you'll eat the whole thing. So better to have.
That's right. That's right.
Speaking for yourself.
And then if you like open them up, then you'll have like four cookies. Turkey Hill also has a coupon for you for free Oreo cookies. That's good through tomorrow as well. So just go to DougStefan.com and you'll find out how to get these. Now, if you need copy paper, Staples has free hammer mill copy paper. It's free after the rebate. So you go in, you buy the paper, and then you get it back in a check that Staples will send you later on. Whole Foods, this is a great one. Three bunches of tulips today only for $10. That's 30 tulips.
30.
$10.
That's good.
$10. Today only. So this is great if you have a lady you want to impress or just get them for yourself, which is what I'm going to do. Sure. And a free e-cookbook, 12 easy tater tot casserole recipes. I had to put this in because it was so ridiculous. That like, really, people?
It's such a cult thing now, though, tater tots.
Tater tots, really?
Oh, my
like,
God.
You lay them in a casserole, and you can make them, like, nacho style by pouring cheese and Mexican goop all over them. I mean, I looked at these and I
Mexican
went...
I love Mexican goop.
Oh, but
we specialize
it's just
in Mexican goop here.
Delicious.
Check it out
tater
at DougStefan.com, 21 after the hour.
And robberies every day. Your home could be at risk of being burglarized. Don't put your loved ones and valuables in jeopardy. For just over a dollar per day, your home can be protected from break-ins, fire, and more. Get the latest home security technology from Protect Your Home, your ADT authorized dealer. Over 6 million households sleep better at night with ADT monitored home security. What's more, Protect Your Home is offering you their latest equipment, an $850 value, absolutely free for qualified customers.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Free Strike Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Saying that they're having some problems, but U2 says, hey, no big deal, right, Ken?
Yeah, they've had this amazing media blitz. They had a Super Bowl commercial. They had the Golden Globes. They're on the Tonight Show to kick off when Jimmy Fallon took over. They were at the Oscars just last weekend.
Yeah, they've been everywhere.
So they've had everything building up for what was supposed to be a brand new album, and then all of a sudden word comes out that it's not going to be ready till next year.
They're really?
They're bringing on a couple more producers. They say everything is fine. They just want to get it done right. And the record label says, you know, we never set a release date. But they had already booked with, I think it was with Live Nation, to do a big tour this summer, and now that's been pushed back to next year as well.
You know, so. It's funny. A friend of mine and I were texting back and forth to each other yesterday about REM and how great they were in the first two albums, Eponymous and Orange, and then just kind of got popular, which is what they said they never wanted to become, and then just kind of, you know, you can debate their music after that.
Music snobs. That album with Shiny Happy People was the best song that REM ever did. Give me a break.
And my friend made
Stop
a joke.
Being a snob.
How to Fall Off the Earth after two albums signed by, you know, Michael Stipe and Bono. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. U2 had like six classic rock albums of all time. And then after that, I would say when they hit that disco era with like Zooropa and whatnot, yeah, you can debate each album because each one was just kind of this experiment. And it either hit or it didn't. Right. And, you know, How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb, great album. So, I mean, they're still very capable of good stuff.
When did music... Okay, I don't understand, and maybe you can let me in. Music is supposed to be fun.
Yes.
Sometimes this critically acclaimed stuff is a little snoozy, Rich. Sometimes the stuff that big time music people like, a little bit boring for the rest of us.
But I will challenge all of you.
Okay.
Okay. Name five bands or artists with more than two hit albums.
Toby Keith.
Now, you know what? You can do that well in country. It works.
Yep.
You know, you can obviously go Beatles, Zeppelin, Hendrix, you know, all that stuff. But do it with current artists that are out there.
Oh, forget it. Usher.
Usher.
The only reason I knew that is because I watched The Voice. I caught up a little bit this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can name five, but then you start to go, who
Britney
else?
Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Christina Aguilera, probably.
Sure. There you go. Okay, keep going. Get to number six.
Okay. Oh, is this the big challenge?
Well, you just think about it. I mean, it makes you appreciate the ones who are able to do it. So, you know, I'm a classic rock guy. I go listen to the Eagles, and I'm just amazed at the amount of albums that there are. And you listen to the Beatles, and you're just like, how in the world in 6 years
did these guys write
400 songs or whatever it was at the quality of what they
were? Don't you think at that time it was easier to have multiple hit albums because there was less choice? You couldn't go to YouTube to pick a new artist?
Not only that, but it was unbroken territory,
and
that's what made it great. It's 28 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. And I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
In 1949, Scooter hopped on the horn and called up Geico to save himself some cashola.
In 1986, Clarissa gagged on a spoon when her insurance bill was way high. So she switched over to Geico and was like way amped with her savings.
OMG. In 2010, Sienna's parents got their savings on with Geico right after her Totes Awesome Sweet 16. That's nothing to LOL about.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing has.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA four-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The sun is shining.
That's
down.
Right. 33 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Rich, Jen,
hello,
and
Rich.
Ken with you. Hello,
hello Ken.
Jen.
Good morning.
It's a fine little sunny morning for you, and hope your day is off to a good start. Dudley is not here at the moment. We'll be back a little later. Until then, Jennifer's got some scoop for us.
All right, so here's the big story of the weekend as far as celeb gossip goes. So remember when George Clooney and Stacey Keibler were dating? Remember that?
Yeah, and I thought he was the biggest idiot because by far she is the hottest girl he has ever dated.
She's hot. He's dated a lot of good-looking women. She is a beautiful, beautiful one, no exception. But they were together for quite a while, actually, maybe 3 years, which is pretty long for George. And,
yeah.
And Stacey Keibler, as of last year, said, marriage is the furthest thing from my mind. No, no, no. Well, how quickly times have changed.
Really?
She dumped George last year and started dating this entrepreneur. He's in the tech field. His name is Jared Polbray, and he is a newly wedded man today. They had a surprise wedding ceremony on a beach in Mexico over the weekend. And she said, quote, my happiness is indescribable. That was to People magazine. Marriage is the ultimate bond of love and friendship. It means putting all of your faith and trust into a person that you can't help but believe is your soulmate. Someone who has all of your best interests at heart.
Wow.
Someone handpicked for you.
What PR person wrote that for her?
Come on. I know. It keeps going.
Give me a break.
But they've been
It's all nice and true and everything like
yeah.
that. But, I mean, okay. If People Magazine walked up to me and said, what do they think about marriage?
Great.
I would be like, it's cool, man. I like it. It's a lot of fun. She's a good chick.
Yeah. So I think this is kind of a little maybe a slap to George saying, hey, you may not have married me and I pretended to be cool with them, but look over here.
So she dumped him. So let's follow the career of Stacey Keibler.
Yes.
Started in the wrestling ring with the
right.
WWE.
Very well known for those legs.
Right, right. Okay. And then moved on to Dancing with the Stars.
Right.
again, very well known for the legs.
Yep.
Then moved on to George Clooney.
Yes.
Right
her
into
best
the
role.
Right into
actually,
the millionaire entrepreneur.
Might, yeah, it was before she was on Dancing with the Stars. Before her. Yes. Then George, right onto the Czech entrepreneur tour, and she also is a game show host in a supermarket, which I think is funny because I guess she likes to cook, but apparently she doesn't eat very much of it. But she cooks.
Huh. Well, good for her.
Yeah.
It's a good
so
life.
Fun.
Yeah.
So she's congratulations to them. Now, speaking of relationships, Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez just love to keep those people guessing. He testified in court last week when he was asked about his relationship with Selena. He actually stormed out of court and said, "Don't you ask me about her." Well, they were together over the weekend in Texas.
Stop.
What?
Why in the world would he have to testify in court about his relationship with Selena?
Because he was involved with beating up somebody, and I think she was there. And so they were asking about the relationship, I guess. But he wasn't having any of it. He wouldn't answer any questions. He said he called the lawyer Katie Couric.
So why isn't he in jail?
He might be, actually. He's got several charges that he's up on right now. He's got about three different things he's in trouble for. So he just may. But, you know, he's got good lawyers. He's
all our hockey team's fault, the American Olympic hockey team.
Because we kept him?
Word was that there was a bet that if we won, he had to go back to Canada.
Yeah,
and, you know.
He's still our problem. Okay. Hey, according to The Hollywood Reporter, Charlie Sheen is in trouble again with his co-stars on anger management.
Yeah.
The publication says that Charlie Sheen has missed several days of work over recent weeks, and production on the series had to be pushed back. And in some cases, stand-ins...
That's never happened before.
Yeah, stand-ins were used for the actor in certain scenes. Charlie Sheen's rep denies the story. He said, quote, "We did not shoot last week because another member of the cast was sick. Charlie is always ready, willing, and able to shoot Anger Management and looks forward to returning on Monday." He's done this kind of thing before. He's involved with this new woman, so it seems like it could be a downward spiral again for Charlie.
Yeah, here's what it is. The attention train has left, and Charlie's still at the station.
Yeah.
So Charlie needs to kind of rile things
stir
up a little
up
bit
a little.
To make sure that he gets back in. He is no better than, what's her face?
Lindsay Lohan?
Yes, thank you.
Who started her new show, by the way, on the Oprah Channel this weekend.
How's that doing?
I don't know about the ratings. I'm sure we'll hear later today. But, you know, I'm sure there'll be a handful of people that tune in for the train wreck factor.
Yeah.
Speaking of Oprah, my favorite story of the day comes. This is a good one. You know, sometimes celebrities seem a little out of touch. Well, apparently it never hurts to ask. This Twitter user, the handle is SnowBabyBrandy, reached out to Oprah Winfrey after being impressed by the dress that she wore on the cover of Essence magazine. She said, "You look beautiful in that Essence cover pic. Wow, can I please have that dress? Because I know you won't ever wear it again. LOL, love you." Well, believe it or not, Oprah went to Twitter and said, "You're right, I won't ever wear it again. Contact my assistant and show her this tweet." And true to her word, Oprah sent the gown to this girl who plans to wear it on her wedding day. Isn't
that
cool?
Get out of town.
Isn't that great?
That's awesome.
So she thanked Oprah. She said, "Plan to wear it at my wedding when I find a groom, but I will twit pick wearing it soon. Love you for life."
Oh, wait, she doesn't even have a boyfriend yet?
No, but she says that's going to be her wedding dress.
That is awesome.
Insert man here.
Wow.
That's
so fantastic.
I know. I think that's cool because sometimes Oprah seems like she's just, you know, just a little too out there. I mean, she's got a lot of money. Hello? She's got gold toilets. So this makes her seem like, you know, she's still with us.
Yeah,
right.
You're
in the regular folk.
Now you're up to speed on the scoop on Good Day. It's 40 past the hour.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now, advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced, available in cream and patch.
Hang over.
Use only as directed.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Question for ladies and gentlemen. Are you still losing your hair in the brush? You watch it go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, 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 and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If your hotel balcony lacks a railing and a floor, it's probably just a window. If you're going to L.A., don't book a hotel room in Tallahassee. If you want to book hotels from your mobile device, use the Hotels.com mobile app. You can't use it until you download it, but once you have, you've got it.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free USS Indianapolis hat and commemorative book. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Was with me because she loves my 68 Camaro convertible. She thinks it's cool.
Good thing you have a cool car.
Unless we go out for a ride and she says my hair is going to get messed up, please put the top up.
With the convertible. Yeah. Let the hair blow.
Yeah. So, I'm a car guy. Doug is a car guy.
I have a car.
And Jennifer has a car, even though it's,
I try.
Japanese models.
I have a car.
I can change oil.
Ken's
change
got a convertible. He puts it all down. But let me tell you something. My favorite car guy is Richard Rawlings from a show called Fast and Loud and the Gas Monkey Garage. And Richard, I want to thank you. This show's on the Discovery Channel. And I'll tell you why I want to thank you, Richard. Last Memorial Day, I got found out that I had Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer and had to go through 6 months of chemotherapy. So every other week I'd be sitting in bed for 3 or 4 days watching TV, and I just was, there was nothing to watch. And thank God you and Chip Foose got me through it, because I watch Gas Monkey Garage and I watch Fast and Loud, and you and Aaron crack me up. And Chip Foose, I love. The guy's a genius designer. But the thing I love about Fast and Loud is that you guys have personality and you have a lot of fun during that show. And I want to congratulate you and thank you, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. We do have a good time, and that's part of it. You know, if it stops being fun, I don't think I'm going to want to do it.
And that's the whole thing, is cars are a lot of fun, and a lot of people will tune into programming like this because, you know, I want to see a project that you take. So the show is basically based out of Texas, and Richard has a garage with a bunch of characters as mechanics, and you drive around Texas and Oklahoma and all the surrounding, and you buy cool old classic cars that need to be redone. and you sell them yourself. So at the end of the episode, Richard will, you know, you'll see, okay, he bought these two or three cars, spent this much on them, sold them for this much, and lost or made this amount of money. Obviously, things are doing pretty well because since the show has started, I've noticed you've opened a restaurant, bought a bigger garage, and have all kinds of swag and T-shirts that you're selling. So things are pretty good, huh?
Well, it's just it's just a continuation of the business. You know, you got to keep swinging for the fences, and I do win on some and lose on some. I just try to make sure there's more notches in the win column. But at first I had to argue with the producers when I lost. I mean, when they saw me lose money, they were like, "Oh my gosh, what do we do?" And I was like, "It's real life. This happens.
It is.
Put it on TV."
Yeah, I before radio, I was in the car business. I was a wholesaler, so which you're very familiar with is basically what you do. And the loss column is a very real part of the business, and not everybody's a winner. Everybody thinks they can go out and get in the car business and spend a little money on it and flip it and make a little bit of money, and it just doesn't work that way. So it's very
well, how do you guys do that? Okay, just from someone who doesn't know too much about cars, how do you look at something and see the potential in it? What are some of the key factors?
And Richard, the beauty of it is with you, because in the newer cars, there's a book that says, okay,
yeah, blue book, right.
Right, the car is within this range. But with the older cars, like what you're dealing with, it's totally up to your experience and what you think the market will bear, and there's no guideline for that. So how do you go out and pick them?
Well, I tell you, I could have went to Harvard twice on the money I've lost getting this education. But it's part of what I've seen in the past. It's part of keeping up with what's popular because it does change. You know, sometimes it's street rides, sometimes it's 50s cars, sometimes it's 30s cars, and you know, so you get a little bit of ebb and flow in your different genres. But it's just do your research. You know, pay attention to the old computer there on your desk. It'll tell you a lot of information if you want to know, and you can find out what. You know, those cars have sold for in the recent past and, you know, what they're probably going to be worth. And then you just got to measure out how much work it's going to take it to get there, to sellable. And, some cars we don't even have to touch. They're so popular. We get such a good deal on them. We can sell them exactly like they are to somebody who wants to do the work. And then others we buy to put the labor and time into because they're going to show us the most profit.
And how did you and Aaron meet? Your master mechanic, and the guy is a genius. I mean, he's a whiz. You basically fly in, say, "I bought this, go ahead and fix it up," and then you go out and drink beer while they do all the work. But how did you guys hook up? Because, I mean, he's very good.
He did some work for me before I ever even started Gas Monkey. I had a couple hot rods, and he did some work for me when he was 20 years old. So the next year when I decided to start the garage, he was the first call I made. And it just works. He is absolutely one of the most intelligent guys across the board that I've ever met. And what's really cool about, you know, he and I working together is I can't do what he does, and he can't do what I do.
Right.
So we don't get in each other's, you know, in each other's wind pile, so to speak. And it makes the partnership work really, really well.
Now, I got to tell you, we play a song here for a little piece we do with a TV update. It's called, and it's a Bruce Springsteen song called 57 Channels and Nothing On. One of the best pieces of, people say there's nothing on it. One of the best pieces of television I saw last year was the Smokey and the Bandit episode that you guys did. And Jen, you have to go to, I guess it's on fastandloud.com on the Discovery Channel. You can go check it out. But basically what they did is Richard bet a friend of his. This guy is filthy rich and wanted a Smokey and the Bandit Trans Am, and he wanted it delivered in New Orleans by,
I love that too.
By like in 4 days.
Uh-huh.
And he bet Richard $25,000 that he couldn't do that, and that also he could not get Burt Reynolds' signature on the dashboard. So Richard buys the car, fixes it, drives it to Burt Reynolds' house in Florida, gets Burt Reynolds to sign it, and then they do this whole like 10-minute episode of the show where they play the characters of Smokey and the Bandit trying to get the car from Florida to New Orleans, and it was a beautiful piece of television.
So how much fun do you have, Richard? I mean, stuff like that is, like, incredible. I mean, you wouldn't do that. Even though you have a cool job to begin with, you probably wouldn't do that kind of stuff without the TV show, right?
Oh, no, that's what the beauty of this is, and if anybody that watches the show, they'll know, we really did goof off and have that much fun. And even without the TV show, we would have done the same thing, and we have been doing it for 10 years. So that really comes across that we're enjoying life and we're having a good time, and, it's working like anything else. But, you know, if you do something you love, you don't ever have to work.
Now, I know it's early, but you got to give me your Burt Reynolds laugh one time.
I'm actually in Phoenix, not even in Dallas, so it's an hour earlier.
I'm in LA. I'm with you. Wrong time zone for this.
All right, brother. Well, let me tell you something. That show is very entertaining for me, and I really appreciate it. Good stuff. So check it out on Discovery Channels, Fast and Loud at the Gas Monkey Garage and Richard Rollins. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a good day.
All right, man. You too. It's 51 past the hour, and Doug Steffens, good day. Eastbound and bound, loading up and trucking.
The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what?
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Nothing works out, you know. I'm still heavy. I can't lose any weight. Now, last week I went nuts. I tried the rice diet. Between meals, kept folding my shirts. And my doctor, he don't help either. He told me to run 5 miles a day for 2 weeks. I called him up. I said, Doc, I'm 70 miles from my house. What a doctor. One time I saw him, he gave me sleeping pills. He told me to take them whenever I wake up. And I saw my dentist, too, another beauty. I said to him, Doc, look at my teeth. They're all getting yellow. He told me to wear a brown necktie. I tell you, I meet the wrong people. That's my trouble. Like last week, I met the Surgeon General. He offered me a cigarette.
Dr. Ken is here, and the report that caught my eye first was this CDC report that hospitals are overusing and misusing antibiotics. How can that be?
Doug, antibiotics are nothing short of miracle drugs for infections, and it's important that antibiotics are used promptly whenever needed. And the way to preserve them is to not use them when they're not essential. Unnecessary antibiotic use exposes patients to potential complications without any medical benefit. And overuse of these same antibiotics also increase the likelihood that patients will come down with these super resistant infections in the future. You know, I talk about the balance between the good and the bad, and when you use them inappropriately, you kill off everything, the good and the bad bacteria. Find out if your hospital has a formal approach to prescribing antibiotics based on CDC guidelines. This is the way to your greatest safety.
All right. The hospitals, we continue to learn more and more about hospitals and think less and less about them because if you're going to die or you want to die, go to a hospital. All of the germs and all the horrible stuff that seems not to be able to be handled, plus this kind of stuff. Woof. All right. Next item has to do with secondhand smoke. Now, this is something I'm wondering about. When I go to you for my physical, I better check my arteries because I was around secondhand smoke as a child. A lot of other people listening have been. What's the worry?
This may explain your situation. This is out of the European Heart Journal this week, Doug. Secondhand smoke causes irreversible damage to children's arteries and puts them at increased risk for heart attack and stroke later in life. Adults who are exposed to secondhand smoke when their children have thicker artery walls, raising the risk for heart attack and stroke.
What do you mean this may explain your problem? What do you know that I don't know?
Well, we always talk about your carotids, and you always wonder why you have a little bit of plaquing there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's a big deal. We keep an eye on it, but you've always wondered why it's there.
Yeah, all right. So that's good. More reason for us to have Heart Factors Plus around, maybe. The fact that Alzheimer's ruins as many lives as it does, we think we have X number of people who are dying because of Alzheimer's and dementia. Apparently, that number is not accurate, Ken.
Big news out of the Medical Journal of Neurology this week. The number of people who die, Doug, from Alzheimer's disease may be 5 times higher than previously thought. Alzheimer's appears to be the third leading cause of death in America, right behind heart disease and cancer. It causes the brain to decline over time. At first, it affects those parts of the brain that are responsible for thinking and memory. This is how we all identify with it. But eventually, Alzheimer's can cause problems with feeding and swallowing. This puts people at risk for poor nutrition, dehydration, and infection. And at that stage, it can lead to fatal conditions such as pneumonia and heart failure.
Listen up, coffee drinkers. If you're dependent on caffeine, it could be tied to other things going on in your life.
The good and the bad here. For some people, dependence on caffeine can be so strong physically and emotionally that it becomes a very big problem. That's even a medical term that describes it. Of course, it's called caffeine use disorder. For the most part, caffeine is probably benign in moderate doses. Multiple studies, Doug, have shown health benefits associated with regular caffeine consumption. It may protect against diabetes and even Alzheimer's disease, or even help treat depression. However, in excessive amounts, caffeine can cause palpitations, headaches, anxiety, jittery hands, and insomnia. Coffee can even cause chronic reflux, stomach acid pain, bleeding, and hemorrhoids.
Wow. And this is not just coffee, but it's a tab and some of these other drinks as well. All right. So there's Dr. Ken with his report for us here on the Doug Steffen Program.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give us an upset stomach. After eating, what do I do when I have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances the body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.